This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama, don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, bitch. Stupid, lift this motherfucker's butt open. Make him lick his own shit off. You're a huge fucking cock.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
I got it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clinic big and hard.
Woo!
Well, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back.
Scumbag!
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now,
now let you open up a demon in me.
Do you smell it? Taste it? Touch it? No!
I'm not going to touch it.
Yeah, it's sucking me right in like a fucking broken window on an airplane.
Hi-yo! That was Billy being topical. I don't have my belt. Yeah. Let's just clap for Billy. He was topical. Yay! Good job.
Yeah.
It's the...
Well, you say he was copulent?
No, topical.
Topical.
He's copulent, too, but that's not the fucking point.
I'm opulent as well.
Opulent, compulent, and you're just voluptuous.
I used to cop in the city.
And he enjoys the coitus, ladies.
Ooh, the coitus. Yes, ladies, he's disease-free.
He's a tortoise lady.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I enjoy the tortoises, Joe.
He goes out with a toitle.
Well, in that relationship, he's not the only one that's slow.
It is!
The Ham Radio Show!
I don't know what's going on here!
I know, we are live. It's the Ham Radio Show. We are live on Ham Radio Show. Joe.com. Joe just wants to keep talking over me. It's great. 718-577-1389. We are live. Please.
I got the giggles.
Do whatever you want. Call in. Okay. Say hi. How do you do? Say, what's up? What's up with that guy, Joe? Yeah. He's in a good mood today.
It's not me. It's not me. It's you that's in the good mood.
It's not me. It's the one-armed man.
I can tell you. You haven't yelled at me all day.
No, I'm in a good mood.
Yeah. You've been here for 3 hours. And I don't think you yelled at me once.
And off the air, we agreed on something.
Well, I can't believe it.
A news story.
Right. There's nothing like that, penis breath.
Yeah. We have to end the song with that every time.
I know.
That was great timing, Bill.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Absolutely right. Yeah, what was that? What was that, Joe? What did I say? Joe's absolutely right.
Yeah. Thank you, Nick. Our buddy Nick sent us that from Canada. I love Nick. He's my new friend.
Okay, one more time, Bill.
No, it broke.
Oh, that was absolutely broke. Right. Joe talked over it. That was it. I said one more time. Fuck him.
Fucking prick.
Yeah, no, sir. I'm in a good mood. By the way.
Yes.
So we have so much shit to get to.
No, we don't.
Number one, off the back, as everyone keeps asking me on social media, I got over fucking 1,000 fucking messages and likes, everything. Yes, I'm in a movie. It's in post-production. I am filming something tonight after the program. It's a long story, but if you have questions, please feel free, Joe, because I know you're chomping at the bit. You wanted to ask all these questions.
No, I just...
Rub his belly and he'll tell you.
I will let one out, and I'll answer anything you got.
I can't answer no questions. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, over here.
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I got. He's.
That's my audition.
By the way,
get the fuck out of here.
I'm playing a. I work for the mob.
That's right.
So I got to do my voice like this. You know what I'm saying?
The cops.
Over here. Fuck the cops.
Fuck the cops.
You fucking guinea wop. Fuck.
You want me to tell you something? I'll tell you something. I'll tell you nothing.
You shut the fuck up.
Fuck you. You
beat the fucking horn. Fuck that motherfucker.
Get in character.
Beat that horn one more time. You fucking cunt. I'll kick fuck your face.
Son of a bitch.
You motherfucker. You son of a bitch. Get the fuck. I'll punch you in the cunt. I'll fucking choke. You cunt. Motherfucker. It's not on TBS, so we don't have to.
Hey. Do we have any Grey Poupon?
But of course. anywho, yes. The name of the movie, by the way, is
Fuck You.
Fuck you, you fucking fuck. You mother cunt horse slut. Twat. Ace Big. No, the name of the movie is My Day in Church. Starring.
That's right.
I play Mother Teresa.
Father Divine.
Yeah. You want to hear my scene as Mother Teresa?
Yeah.
Danny, you ready? You want to hear my line?
Hey, you think Mother Teresa ever got laid?
Yeah, go ahead, Danny. Ready? You motherfucker! This is Mother Teresa! Let me fucking tell you! You do the sign of the cross on my clit, you cunt-sucking motherfucker! Welcome to Calcutta, bitch!
Oh, can somebody wash my feet?
No.
Billy, you're bringing it down. You're bringing it down. I'm just saying.
Huh?
You're bringing it down.
Well, there was a rumor one time that there was a sex club that going on with all the nuns in Calcutta. I don't know if Mother Teresa was involved because she's ugly.
Well, she was the leader.
Well, it could have been.
I don't know.
Mother Teresa's sexatorium.
Yeah.
And it was only open. It was not open Sundays.
No.
Because that would be blasphemy.
They were watching football.
Can't have that.
All right. So the name of the movie. Thank you, Mother Teresa. The name of the movie is Cadillac Respect.
Uh-oh.
You can IMDb it. Yeah. It is still. It's in post production. Billy did.
It's on Facebook too.
Billy, do you have the? Have the list of people who are in it?
No, it's a very long list.
Well, give me some of the major players.
I bruised through.
There are cast members of the Sopranos in this movie.
No. Wow.
You know the guy, I don't know the guy's name. He played the gay guy in The Sopranos.
Yeah, the fat guy.
The fat guy.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm in the movie, so how are we going to say he's the fat guy?
That's right.
You can't say that.
Hold on,
Billy. How do you
You're
take the list
to...
off?
The
list was right there. Why did you get rid of the list?
Because it's only like 2 pages long.
Well, you only need the fucking thing, and then after we do the bit, you can get rid of it.
Yeah, like anybody said, we were doing anything honest.
Well, we weren't going to mention it.
And he's the biggest thing in the movie.
I don't know. Who's the guy you thought about? Clem Caserta?
He's wearing a blue suit in his picture.
They don't have blue suits in these pictures.
You didn't watch the... Well, first off, wait, hold the fuck on.
What?
You didn't watch The Sopranos?
I seen The Sopranos.
So how do you not know who I'm referring to in those pictures?
I don't fucking know. Look.
Let me see. Hold on. I got to stop what I'm doing.
Look.
Let me see.
Look.
Let me see.
Go ahead, look. Go ahead, look.
Let me see what you fucking do here. Bring this fucking arrow. So
you stick
your
fucking finger right here and fucking move it.
You don't tell me to stick my finger nowhere.
I'm telling you nothing.
Shut up and put your fingers there and move it.
Fucking prick.
Joseph.
Fasten.
Right there, Joseph.
Yeah.
And what's his name? All I saw was Joseph because you moved the fucking computer.
Joe Spano.
What's his name? You want to try to
pronounce
it?
No, it's not Joe Spano. Oh. That's not it.
Okay.
Gannascoli?
Maybe he wants to be in
it. Say it again?
Gannascoli?
Yeah, so that guy.
Oh, that's him, yeah. That's
it. Billy, Joe, is that it?
That's him.
That's him.
Joe's absolutely right.
There you go. Joe's absolutely right. Now, that's when you would jump in, Bill.
I would, but somebody made me put a fucking list up.
You can't do both?
No. Because, see, you got to go to this side.
Joe, this is absolutely right. What is it, the first day you ever done radio? Jesus.
There's too many things open.
Boy, you're taxing his brain.
I know. He's doing so much. All right, so here you go. Alfred knew who the fuck it was, by the way.
Okay.
Alfred in the Facebook Live suite.
Alfred E.
Which is fully functional. Also in the...
Nino Spadafore. That's right. He's right.
Yes.
See.
So he's in the movie. I know that Hornswoggle's in the movie. Jake the Snake Roberts is in the movie. Frank Shamrock is in the movie.
Yeah.
Is there any blow involved?
What?
Is there any blow involved?
There might be some blow. I'm not going to say there's not blow involved.
Oh. Ken's in it, too.
Ken is in it, too. The Shamrock Brothers? The Shamrock Brothers back together again. I did not know that they were both in the movie. Since the big scenes, though, have already been filmed.
Mm-hmm.
I am being put in post-production. You know, like when they did the new Justice League?
They're going to shove you in, huh?
And they had to get rid of Superman's mustache.
Bend over.
Because Henry Cavill had to do Mission
Another
Impossible.
Movie. Right.
And he had a mustache. Yeah. And they put in no mustache Superman. They had to digitally get... I am the mustache.
How did they do that?
That they're going to digitally insert.
And speaking of a mustache, what's up with Joe's mustache?
Joe wanted to grow a mustache.
I have a mustache.
I know.
Why are you growing a mustache?
I just really want to see if I could. You know, I never had one.
Joe, you got two kids. I think you passed puberty, so I'm thinking that the mustache is going to be existing.
Well, I don't know. Somebody thought a caterpillar died on my face.
I can see why.
It's not a big, healthy mustache. It's a very thin... It looks like the guy that directed Hairspray.
I have baby
It's got to start. No.
What's that guy's name?
That's John
Waters?
Not. Yeah, it's definitely not a John Waters mustache.
It's not a thick mustache.
No. I was trying to go for that Tom Selleck look like, you know, but I wound up looking more like Bud Abbott.
You look like Tom Selleck's grandfather.
Who do we say he looked like?
A big piece of shit.
That's not right.
No, what do you mean? Who did he
there
look
was
like?
This fuck, man. You said
He looked like De Niro playing Bernie Madoff.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Bernie Madoff looks exactly like you.
Yeah. There you go, Joe.
So,
famous, Joe. It's all good.
Joe will be in another movie called Madoff 2, Electric Boogaloo. Which will be
We Ain't Found Shit.
That's actually the subtitle.
I have one of those kind of faces that look like other people. It's a good thing I haven't been convicted of a crime like somebody else.
That's the guy.
That
right
almost
there.
Happens to me one
That's
time. It's a
guy.
True story. I got pulled over on Highland Boulevard with my black van at the time. And one cop pulled in front of my van, one cop pulled on the side. I couldn't go nowhere. And they didn't say anything. They kept me there for 2 hours.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have been asking those kids if they want candy and puppies.
Well, that's what wound up happening. And what happened is another, two executive cops come down.
Right.
Executive cops.
Yeah, because they, got out of the car, they had suits and stuff. And they look at me and they go, that's not the guy.
No, detectives. Those would be detectives.
Well, they had another person in the car.
No, Billy. Excuse me.
Usually.
Those are executive cops.
Usually detectives. I'm
executive
sorry.
Cops.
But, you know, it turned out, like you said, Eddie, some guy in a black van was molesting
children.
Molesting children. Yeah, you know. And they were
Did you have that mustache at the time?
No, I didn't at the time. But, they kept me for 2 hours. They wouldn't tell me why. And they didn't apologize either.
Alfred.
See, now, if somebody would have, filmed it and put it on Facebook. Wow.
If I was black, they would have got a lawsuit.
Oh, my God.
That's
so
but they wouldn't have pulled you over because, obviously, if you were black, You wouldn't.
You want to do this whole scene over?
Yes.
Billy, I'm in movies now. You want to do a take two? Take two.
Billy talking to Joe.
Take two.
Action.
Keep rolling.
The movie's called Two Idiots Talking.
Joe, if you were black,
yeah,
you wouldn't have resembled the person they were looking for, so they never would have pulled you over.
Well, I think
Wait, excuse me. Can I stop the filming?
Did Billy just make a racist statement?
Yeah, what was the name? Yes, but that's not the point. What was the word that threw you? Resemble?
That's what I got tongue-tied on.
Was that your crutch?
It happens once in a while.
I didn't assemble that. But, you know.
Why is there a horse in here?
Yeah. No. But I was scared because, you know, there I was. Like, all I had to do was say, yeah, that's the guy. And that's, you know, forget about it. It's going to take me like $5,000 worth of lawyers.
Yeah, but Joe, you had those executive cops that showed up.
Yeah, they did. They came out of the car like they were like the real guys, you know.
They were the real guys.
Well, you know, like Starsky and Hutch, they were like, you know. One was a woman, by the way. She was really pretty, too.
But if you saw, like, Stabler and Olivia from
that's what it was like.
SVU.
It was
like those Stabler. Would be not. Wait, but those Ooh, would be not real cops.
Yeah. Ooh, did it?
Yeah, you saw real cops. They went, oh, those are the real ones.
Well, these guys were like the real ones. These were the real ones.
Yeah, they called detectives, you putz.
Well, they were like the boss because, like, you know, the minute they came on the scene, all other cops, the guys in the blues, were like, oh, yes, sir, yes, sir.
Yes, those yes, are called. Wait, let me explain.
Yeah.
Those are called uniform officers.
Yeah, they
and
were.
And then the ones that you call executive officers are called
detectives. They're the boss.
They're wearing trench coats. They all shop at the same store.
Yeah, I think so.
Fuzz R Us.
Yeah. Want some dick?
That's the store.
I like that.
And they go out there, and that's what they do.
That's what Joe was looking for in a black van.
They actually took my van apart. They looked, you know, not they took it apart. They looked inside, you know, and I had all, you know, what I used to do. And
hey,
that stuff.
Phil, is there any kids in there?
No, it's a good thing I didn't have any, like, drugs or anything at the time. Because,
right,
you know, like, we were coming a half hour early.
First of all, that similar situation happened to me and Eddie, and they ripped my car apart, but we weren't there for 2 hours.
Yes.
2 hours? No, they happened there 2 hours.
I wasn't with you.
No, you were in the other vehicle?
I got dropped off.
Oh,
and then you and all your other druggies. You were driving around, and they went, and you didn't have any drugs, but they ripped apart Katie's car.
The problem was we were trying to find.
Yeah, they were trying to get drugs, and they couldn't get the drugs.
And they thought you guys probably scored and bought some, and they were going to nail you for
most of our times when we get arrested, or at least stopped and detained by police, is drug related. Did you notice that?
How come?
And half the time, we're not doing drugs at the time. Yeah. The only time we were ever stopped by cops, we were kids. We were at the fucking handball courts
drinking.
And the cops came right through the same. We're in a place. There's a hole in a fence. You're not supposed to go in there after hours because it's like private property.
Everybody does.
We go in there, but we're not playing handball. We're drinking and we're hanging. We're underage and we're drinking. And then the cops come through literally while we're sitting there. Everyone's just bullshitting. The cops come through the hole with the flashlights, and the only reason why, because we went to school with one of the cops.
Oh, really?
And he looked at me, and he goes, I know him. Oh. You guys can get the fuck out of here. I was shitting my pants.
Was he a real cop?
Real cop.
Oh,
not an executive.
He didn't
uniform.
Have a suit, though.
No. Yeah, he was a uniform cop, Joe.
He had the badge on.
See, this is all good, because in the movie, Danny, I play
a cop.
I play a nightclub DJ that works for the mob.
You're a punk.
That I'm getting interviewed by the cops.
I want some dick.
And I want some dick. Yeah. And I go, where can I get some dick? And the cop goes, please stop playing with my zipper. But in the rest of the scene, I have to, talk very cursy and foul-mouthed to police officers when they take my statement. So this is good. You guys are filling me with the rage. I'm remembering. It's
That's
a method
right.
thing.
That's right.
I'm doing that method acting. Right. I remember getting pulled over with Danny, and the state trooper goes, which one of you boys been smoking marijuana? And I looked right at the cop and said, why, officer, you buying? And that guy was pissed off. He was pissed at me. He was not happy. Yeah. I don't think Danny was that
happy.
There's
not any man like him anywhere in the world.
Yeah. Wow. But these are all the because we can utilize. Remember that we left CBS Radio one day that night and we got pulled over for throwing drugs at the window that we never threw out the window.
With the rolled up windows.
Rolled up window.
Well, we threw something out the window.
That had to do something with the neighborhood we were in.
Yeah,
Could be.
It could be. It's possible.
I always say you throw those trucks out the window.
But yeah, so if you have any questions about the movie, I will answer anything you want. I know I'm not. I'm only at liberty to say what I can say about the movie. I can also tell you that my scene is so small that literally we're filming it after the show.
Resembles your penis?
Yes. Well, as I said,
it'll be pretty.
Well, that's what I said though. I had a small part in a movie, and I said it's not porn. It's an actual movie. Because whenever it hears you got a small part, they literally just go, oh, Eddie.
Wow.
But.
Because Eddie has a small part.
The after.
I want some dick.
The aftermath. Would you just play that you want some dick for Joe, please?
I want some dick.
I like that. That's funny.
I know you do.
You do.
If you have any questions, I will answer anything that I can answer.
Yeah.
I will tell you, my scene is right here. It's on. One fucking page.
It's on the back of a business card.
It's on the back of a stamp, and most of it says buy war bonds, so I can't fit it, whatever. If you sneeze, you'll miss my scene.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's literally what it is.
Well, you know, you do a good job there. Write you into the movie with bigger palms.
So yeah. Harry has got one eye. And two big balls.
You see how you control Joe? You just play that, and Joe,
he just
follows.
I love it.
Yeah. Anywho, so you can call the number. Of course, you can call.
Is that Mother Teresa who sings that?
That's actually the beginning of the scene. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. I will answer whatever you want. Would Alfred has a question. Eddie would be an amazing fluffer. You are correct, Alfred.
What's a fluffer?
There's nothing like that, penis breath.
A fluffer is the person in the porno that gets the actor ready before the scene.
It's like a makeup person, but for your penis.
Dick.
Yeah.
And
put makeup on your dick?
No, and your clit. Yeah.
So if they were to make a mold of my big penis that Eddie insists I have.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Danny admitted he had a big penis.
That's right.
I said Eddie insists I have. Eddie would be the guy to fluff me to get me hard.
Yes.
Oh, you mean Eddie like
And I would have to keep him hard, and then when the director says action, I leave. And then Danny gets his dick stuck by like.
So it's got to be like.
By
a really...
maybe our guest on tonight's show. We have porn star Jinx Mays on the show today,
Jinx,
Danny.
Jinx matches things.
They call that a fluffer? Yeah.
No, she's not the fluffer. I would be the fluffer.
Eddie would have to rub
her. How can you be the fluffer for a guy?
Wait a minute. Hold on for a second. Hold on.
What if it's a gay
you
porno?
Are 70 what years old?
74.
How the fuck do you not know what a fluffer
is? I don't know what a fluffer
is.
I watch porn.
We've
all
talked
time.
About fluffers many
all right,
times.
Let me explain
on the
this
show.
Very slowly.
The only fluffer
before...
I know is the marshmallow.
All right,
thing.
Before we go to break, let me explain this, Joe. Just try to follow.
Okay.
I don't know how the fuck we started talking about my movie that I'm in.
Yeah.
So now I'm talking about fluffing.
Well, he called you a fluffer.
Yeah, I know Alfred did, but you not knowing it makes me have to explain it now.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Okay. So let's say Ron Jeremy's in a scene.
Yeah.
Not saying that Ron Jeremy needs a fluffer, but let's just say Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
Okay? Ron Jeremy is in a scene. They call cut. They got to redo lights. They got to fucking do makeup. They're going to go get a bagel, whatever the fuck it is. Right? Ron has to stay hard.
Okay.
Okay? So he needs what's called stimulation.
Okay.
He needs to be fluffed, a.k.a. fluffed.
Is that
so
what
the person comes in, now if let's just say Ron Jeremy was a homo, then you would have a homosexual fluffing him. But if he's heterosexual, so you have a woman come in and fluff his penis. Now all that means is you get the equipment ready to go, Joe. That's what a fluffer does.
I thought they used prosthetics.
What do you mean prosthetics? Like a fake dick?
Like, put a fake dick over his dick?
I've seen it in some porns. You can
tell. Ron Jeremy has a giant penis.
But they don't stay hard all the time. So, you know, they have these, like,
well, now
things that they put over your
now
dick.
Now fluffers are...
And they're stiff.
Well, Viagra.
No, fluffers are a thing of the past because Viagra has totally got rid of that.
Well, they use Karari. For 4 hours, your dick sticks hard.
Yeah.
You can't,
I'm pretty sure that they're just popping pills.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Not really.
No, Karari is not like, you know, a pill where you got
to
work.
Yeah, you have to inject Karari.
Yeah,
right? They're not
like
doing
4 hours, bling, you're up there.
They're not sticking needles in their dicks nowadays.
No, it's business.
No, it's not business. Business is taking the little blue pill
that
involves taking, they literally.
I've taken those pills. They don't work all the time.
You've taken Viagra and your dick has not gotten hard.
Not really, no.
Then there's something wrong with your dick.
Well, what is something wrong with where you were purchasing it from?
That could be, they're blue.
So's your carpet, but, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take a chunk of this and go running around trying to get a hold of
them. My brother gave me a whole bunch of them at one time, and I was
maybe, just maybe, your brother was, you know, playing a practical joke on you.
It's possible.
And hope to God that they were sleeping pills.
He would do that.
And that you would OD.
Yeah. He would probably give you the pills to put, make my dick go down.
One can only... He'd probably give you saltpeter.
Maybe.
And then your dick is just like a fucking windsock. You can't do anything. Yeah. All right.
Well, so, I don't know about Peter, but you know, my Peter didn't do nothing.
Wait, hold on for 1 second. Alfred is asking, he's 74. Ask him if he wears a merkin.
What's a merkin?
Yeah. Wait, first off,
why are you coming up with all these words I don't know?
You don't know what a merkin is?
No, I don't.
A merkin is a fake pubic hair, just so you know.
Fake pubic hair?
Fake pubes.
Yeah. Why would anybody want fake pubes?
Because some women, they can't grow fucking pubes.
That's
like,
a plus.
Cancer related. Yes, we know that. But you asked what a merkin was.
It's a fake beard, like? It's
weird. Not a fake beard. It's a fake fucking pussy hair.
Well, they use it in movies when they show frontal nudity. They use instead
like
of like
70s.
The real parts, oh, you're getting.
So you don't see the vagina.
Right. Interrupt the commercial break to explain to Joe
what
a merkin
is.
A merkin, I don't know.
So far today, class, by the way,
I know what
explain...
a gherkin is. A gherkin is like.
Wait, hold on. By the way, class, today we've already explained what a fucking fluffer is to a 74-year-old man. Who has
before.
Children and a merkin.
I know what a fuzz cup is.
No, you know what a fuzz cup is because your generation invented that word. A merkin is actually been around longer than a fuzz cup.
Really?
Yes.
I never heard that word.
All right, we got to go to break. So can you just shut the fuck up and stop asking any questions? Alfred,
nobody teach Joe no things.
Teach Joe no things. See, you broke Danny. Now he can't speak English.
I'm telling you.
God damn it. 718-577-1389. When we come back, we'll restart the whole fucking show. Merkins and fluffers cannot exist in this show today.
And Joe gets some dick.
I know. It's the Ham Radio Show. Be right back after these words.
You're listening to the Ham Radio Show.
Oh, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Bob Saget, and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
Billy would like this. This is what Billy sings in the shower every morning.
He does?
Yeah.
What's the name of this song?
Come on, Billy.
I don't want to go to work today.
Never in two. No. No. Come on, Billy.
Nope. Nope. It ain't my shower. I ain't singing.
Do you sit in the shower with you?
That would involve...
I can't say.
That would involve...
You
know,
in the shower, you
that's
can
why
say.
We broke up the band.
That's true, yeah. Yeah. I was Yoko.
Poor arthritis. It's the Ham Radio Show. Live. HamRadioShow.com. The band tonight. Come on, Billy, come on! Some days love will find you. Break those chains that bind you.
Oh, yeah.
I totally fucked up the words. I don't care.
That's good.
Well, Billy's not helping, so I don't know the words. I'm going to purposely fuck it up now.
Run out of Aquanet.
Yeah. Are you married
Aquanet.
Yet?
I use it. It's great.
I can't.
Oh, Billy's been engaged for so long. Later on the program, Spank Bank Girl of the Week.
Oh, she's very pretty.
The beautiful Jinx Mays will be on the show.
420.
Yes, 420. She's going to be in right here on the heart of Staten Island. She's going to be at the Nightcap Megastore.
That's right.
I'll give you details later.
They're all going to be stoned there. Everybody goes there gets a free joint.
Just come by. Joe's giving out joints.
Absolutely.
718-577-1389. You can also hit us up in the Facebook Live suite. And Alfred, there's no need to apologize.
No.
He's in there apologizing. Don't apologize. It's okay.
What was he apologizing for?
I have no clue, but it's a sorry Eddie.
Okay. Well, you are sorry.
It's something that you did, Joe. I don't know.
First off, Marcus is in there also saying that Joe is an enigma.
What is an enigma anyway? Is that something that you can't understand?
It's an enigma. It's a merkin wrapped around a fluffer.
Oh.
Just so you know.
Oh, it's a figment of your imagination caused by a fog in the cranium.
Wait, Joe, explain to me again what you think an enigma is. Go ahead.
An enigma is something that you can't understand.
Yeah.
Runs out of Aquanet.
He will cry like he goes to the vet.
Right.
Billy is his fucking name.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyway, we're back.
Yeah.
We're unlike any other radio show you ever heard. We sing the songs that we come back in.
We
like music.
We like music. Music is good. Also, by the way, speaking of apologies, thank you, Al.
Yeah.
That's one hell of a segue.
It sure was.
All right, we got to talk about this Starbucks thing.
Ugh.
We have to talk about it.
Starbucks,
I'm sorry.
Because
I think we should go around the room and just talk about our feelings, Joe.
Yeah, okay.
And see where we're all on here. Marcus.
Feeling.
Marcus, by the way, putting in the Facebook Live suite. And the only reason why I'm going to say this is because Marcus wrote it. Marcus said, Joe, I said enigma, not nigger. That's from a black guy. Look it up.
I thought he said Niger.
No, not Niger. He said enigma.
Oh, okay.
You dumb.
Okay.
Danny's not paying attention. He's playing with his new phone. I'm giving him the signal, the kill switch, so I can raise pots. And Danny's just, I have a new phone. Leave me alone.
I'm good.
So, by the way, Starbucks, you know the story, Billy. You can't tell me. You don't know the story?
Everybody knows the story.
I know the story.
Okay. Well, you said you did. You are like Driftwood. Normally, you don't. I don't know if you know.
Yeah.
Two black men were arrested. Two African-American, because if you don't say a PC, you're all fucked up. Two African-American men were arrested in one of their stores last week. So now Starbucks is answering. They're on the Apology Express, and they're throwing out everything. They're closing 8,000 stores for racial bias training. That's right. The training will be offered for the company's 175,000 employees.
They should only close the stores in Harlem.
On May 29th.
Wow.
And look, I'm moving past it, Danny. I'm moving past it.
You know.
The Sean Bell just went off. Starbucks has reacted to the outrage expressed because of the arrest by at the Starbucks that was in Philadelphia.
Philly,
now,
yes.
The point I need to make is that I hope black people call. Black people, please call the hotline. Don't worry about Joe and his racism.
I'm not racist. Where was that racist? That's not racist.
Excuse me. I'm in the middle of a non-racist diatribe.
The reason I said that is because that's where the black people are.
Well,
have you been there lately? It has changed.
Oh, I don't know.
I've seen it in a movie. Is that where the black people
there's
are?
There's no black people in Staten Island.
No, they're all in Camden.
Yeah.
All right, so listen. Let me get my point here. The point still has a... Because we live in this now, the society, the social climate of America that's going on right now.
America?
Okay? That's going on. America. What's going on in America right now, because everyone's walking on eggshells, there's this racial divide that's going on in the world.
Not me.
Is disgusting, first off. It is fucking disgusting.
Fuck to
it. It is just incredibly nuts. I got the doorbell.
No, that's a phone call.
Yeah, I know what it is, Joe. Thanks, stupid.
I thought it was the doorbell.
I know. Ham Radio, who's this?
Did somebody ask for a nigga?
Hey!
No.
Who called 100 nigger? Who did it?
That's that guy.
You got him. He's on the phone. Bisexual Marcus.
Hey, konnichiwa, my friend.
Konnichiwa, my negro.
Konnichiwa. Konnichiwa.
All right. So let me just get to my point, and then you can tell me I'm wrong, but I do have to make this valid point. To my black friend who's on the phone, everyone knows Bisexual Marcus. Mm-hmm. He likes the dick and the puss, Dan. Exactly. Just so you know.
Right.
He likes both.
I'm dead.
He does, and he likes the puss.
It's complicated.
I know. So, hashtag, it's complicated. Starbucks itself was not wrong. Now, I know that's going to anger a buttload of people, but there's two different conversations that need to be had right now. Number one, on this side, is it racist? That's the one conversation. Then on the other side of the fucking playing field, we have to ask ourselves, hey, ladies and gentlemen, were these two gentlemen breaking the law? The fact of the matter is, they were. Okay? Just because the color of their skin is different than the color of the skin of other people that were in the Starbucks at the time in that little area doesn't make it racism. Okay? These two gentlemen, if you listen to the 911 call, and you can probably find it anywhere, just Google it. When she calls 911, the manager who was then shit-canned for doing her job tells the cops on the phone, I have these two guys in my store. She doesn't say these two black guys. She goes, I got these two guys in the Starbucks. Okay, in the store. They're in the Starbucks. They're refusing to buy something, and they're also refusing to leave after they were already told, well, if you're not going to buy something, guys, you got to leave. Now, yet again, one side over here, is it racist? And on the other side over here, it's also trespassing. No matter any one of us, all right, and we're all white. Last time I looked, I've seen my penis. It's small. We're all white.
Really?
Okay.
Is it pink?
Sometimes. It also gets rubbed the wrong way. It gets purple.
Got one big eye.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Stop singing the dick song. Listen, the fact is that it's trespassing. Did they break the law? Yes. Now, the other side is we don't know this woman. We don't know if she's racist. We don't know anything about her other than the fact that she called the cops. I just don't like where we live in a world where automatically it's racism. It's racism. Automatically it's racism.
Of course.
Now, bisexual Marcus is a black man. Right, Marcus?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And as such, did anything I say, was anything I said wrong?
Well, here's how I see it. First off, I was going to wait till you were talking to you. I was hoping and praying that you were going to talk about Cena and Nikki Bella so I could be a sexist asshole. But anyway.
You can call back later. We'll probably fit it in. Go ahead.
But but having dealt with a situation somewhat similar to this, I'm going to say you're not wrong.
All right. That's 1 point for the white guy.
I guess. Okay, now what was the acting question? Were they, like, using the bathroom without buying anything, or what was it?
They wanted to use the bathroom. They were told that unless you're a customer, you can't use the facilities now.
And many places, that's how it is. Yeah. They'll have signs up, you know.
If you're not a bathroom for customers only. And that happened to me a week ago. Where I literally was, I went up to the manager of the place because I was waiting on people, right? Literally the same thing happened, except I wasn't at a Starbucks, all right?
Can't afford the coffee. No, yet, can I couldn't. You? No. Aha. Me neither.
I went to this place. I was waiting on people. The manager, by the way, all white people, all right? I'm white. The manager was white. Everybody was white in this scenario.
No way.
I had to ask. I know I'm not a customer. If you like, I would buy something right now if you want me to. I'm waiting for my party to get here, but I really need to go to the bathroom. Can I take a piss? And the guy said, sure, go in there. But he knew that, and then my party showed up.
These guys
were sitting, yeah, is that white privilege? No, it's not. Literally, my party showed up right after that. These guys were in the freaking Starbucks, Marcus. These guys were asked, are you going to buy anything? They said no. Now, is there underlying racism there? Yeah, there might be. This woman might be a fucking Klan member. I don't fucking know. I have no clue. No one
knows.
But
I think what the difference is. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
What the difference is.
How dare
is
you interrupt the white man? I'm sorry.
The difference is that you at least act. You acknowledge that you weren't a customer.
Yeah.
And you asked if you could use their bathroom. I'm going to assume that these guys just went in there, didn't really give a fuck, and just kind of bum-rushed right in towards their bathroom. Now, I could absolutely see how that would be called trespassing. And if they were raising a big stink about it, I would see how the lady would call the police.
Yeah.
Because they're trespassing.
Well, no, right. I have to correct you. They're only trespassing. They're not trespassing if they come in and use the bathroom. They're trespassing when they were asked to leave. When they were asked to leave and they were told that the manager was told they are refusing to leave. Then you are a trespasser.
Right.
No matter what color you are a trespasser. So now, of course, bad shit is going to happen. But we're kind of overlooking the fact that they is it a stupid reason to walk out with cuffs on? Abso-fucking-lutely. But stop. And I know they're on this fucking Apology Express right now, and they got to suck everybody's dick, and they're going to have bias training.
That's all right. They're just going to raise the price of coffee to make up for the day they lost out.
But what's the bias training going to be? Please deal with black people differently. So thus we're dealing...
Sensitivity bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what?
Be nice.
I think be nice.
You, and me and you, we've talked about this shit before.
Yeah.
Is there still racism in this world?
Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
Mostly from Joe.
That's right.
But I think today in 2018, I feel like black people almost look for racism. They look for shit. They look for shit that they feel is racist.
Not all black people.
And then we jump on them with torches, and then we jump on them with torches and pitchforks. And next thing you know, we're calling people who aren't racist
racist. By the way, if anyone's just tuning in now and going, what the fuck are these two racist pricks talking about? This is a black man.
Of course,
man.
People are going to look at me like I'm a fucking Uncle Tom.
Well, yeah. But that's also the world we live in, too, on top of everything else. We live in a world where everyone's walking on these eggshells, and they want to make sure that they're politically correct, and da-da-da-da-da, and we can't say, literally a black guy says it, and then he becomes an Uncle Tom.
Yeah.
And on top, by the way, let's also bring up the fact that the freaking, the head of the police out there, am I correct? Billy, can you just look this up? Because I know he's a black guy.
Correct.
I don't know what his position is. I just know he's a head of something. And it's something in Philadelphia. He's a head of something in Philly. I don't know if he's the head of the police department of Philly, but he's a high-ranking muckety-muck. Said point-blank, the officers did nothing wrong, and Starbucks did nothing wrong. But yet we are so incensed in this country, and that is the state of our nation, to scream racism in the crowded theater. We must do it to make ourselves feel better. Black people have overcome, okay? When a black person is running a Fortune 500 company, stop fucking shoving racism down people's throats. Literally, can we all just fucking live together and work together and shut the fuck up? Is that hard? Why must we find racism where we don't know if racism was there? We don't know if this lady was like, oh, look at those uppity, jigaboos. I'm going to fucking get them out of the Starbucks. We don't know what the fuck was going through her head. Maybe she was just following the letter of the law, the policies and procedures of Starbucks. And now she don't have a fucking job.
Right.
Because of public scrutiny and all the other bullshit that goes along with this. When at the end of the day,
work for Panera's.
Yeah, Panera Bread now. When we wipe all the racism bullshit away, all the people shouting with those, pitchforks and torches like you're saying, Marcus, and we wipe it all the way.
They'll find something else.
No, but we wipe it all the way at the end of the day. Those two guys were wrong.
See what I
got. That's the thing. They were wrong, Billy.
I just seen the clips of the video where they were being escorted out and everybody was, oh, why are they being arrested? The gentlemen were calm. They just, were like, all right, we're going away. But that's all we got to see. That's all I got to see. What preceded that? Like, how did that whole situation go when they went in? Did they say, we're waiting for our party and...
Supposedly witnesses say that's what was said.
Okay.
And the guy, the white guy that's on the video, is supposedly the party in question.
Okay.
Who was there to talk real estate ventures with these two gentlemen. I'm not saying that the gentlemen were freaking, street hoodlums.
Right, no.
And whatever.
No,
what I'm saying
all.
Is...
Even if they were...
If they were two white motherfuckers, would we have heard anything if the exact same thing happened?
More than likely, no.
Let's ask the black
guy. Probably not.
Exactly.
Probably not.
And if they were, and if everything was fucking the same, and that somebody would be like pure after school special and be like, but would they have kicked them out, Eddie? Yes, they would have. If you were in a fucking place and someone doesn't want you there because they own said place and you fucking refuse to leave, you are trespassing. There is no fucking discussion there. You are trespassing. Now, you've now made this into a situation, and now we're supposed to feel bad for you two. That's the thing that annoys me.
But I don't see these guys, those guys that were arrested.
I'm not saying that they're asking for them to be
people. No, but I don't see them, coming out asking
they're
anything,
saying
anything. It's like they know what happened. They're like, fuck it, it's what happened, and they're moving on.
But
like, that's what it appears to look like.
I guess what he's kind of saying is, if those two know full well that that they're, you know, what they did was exactly what they did.
Yeah.
And this wasn't a race thing. Why are they allowing everybody outside of the situation to make this a race thing?
Because everybody wants to make it a race thing. That's my point. My point is it's fuel to a fire that does not need fucking fuel. That the racism inferno has been burning since the dawn of time. From the moment black people and white people were living in unison together, people have, there's been groups that have hated
Canada?
Black people. No, there have been people that have hated fucking black people. There have been people, the black people that hate fucking white people. It's stupid. Racism in general, we all understand this. We're not morons. Everybody gets it. Maybe Joe needs to learn a few things. But at the end of the day, we all know that racism is stupid. All right? So if
there
we...
There are better reasons to hate
people. Yeah, there's so many better reasons to hate somebody besides the color of their skin.
I hate you.
I know. But that's for... You probably have some legitimate reason.
I hate you, Joe.
Yeah.
I love you.
And
so
Marcus
much.
Hates you, and it's not because you're white. He hates you because you're stupid. I mean, that's a difference. Yeah. There's a difference. My point is...
And he's a Trump cocksucker.
And you're a Trump cocksucker.
No, he's a fluffer.
Don't
he learned
started.
What it is, so
yeah.
Let him be a fluffer.
He goes over there and brushes Trump's merkin. But my point still is...
Did you start that fire at Trump Tower?
Yes, I did. I mean, Marcus did. Blame it on the black guy. What I'm saying is, we now have made this woman out to be a Klansman that called 911 because two guys didn't want to leave her establishment. Think about that sentence for a second. Like, let's look at basically what happened. Two guys, when asked to leave a fucking restaurant, because for all lack of a better term, that's what it is. You're asked to leave. They don't want, they say, we're not leaving. But now she's racist because they are black guys. That's the only reason why she's a racist now.
It's the lunch counter thing all over again.
This ain't Woolworth, motherfucker. That was for real. That was a big deal. This is Starbucks. You know, literally, I would love some way to put those two things side to side.
There will be that will sit there and do that and make this into something like that.
This is not Martin Lawrence in the movie Life getting one of those Negro-only pies. Okay?
Yo, at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck. I want my fucking white chocolate milk, goddammit.
Goddammit!
See, now
that's the other thing. The one thing that we can all agree on, too, black people and white people in unison were pissed they weren't getting their Frappuccinos. All right? That's the problem.
They're overpriced Frappuccinos.
Look, I don't even go there. I understand that.
As far as I know.
But
it's better than Dunkin' Donuts.
Danny literally is drinking a Dunkin' Donuts while you said that.
Why do you say that? Because many of them are owned by those of the Indian descent.
You racist!
See? That's exactly why.
See, that's like people can run shit like that with, you know, and some people will jump on that and go, yeah, that's why. You know, and it's like, you're serious?
No, of course it's not why.
I know.
Shut up, you racist fuck!
No, I know that. I know.
Once you've had their coffee more than once, I mean, it just tastes the same.
See, I don't drink coffee, so it don't matter.
It tastes the same. Like they all look the same, you racist fuck.
Now, yeah, because all white people look the same.
That's right. That's right. You know why? Because all we are black people when you added some cream. That's all we are. Think of it.
Sure.
If I can use a coffee reference, think of it. That's all we are.
All old white people look the same to me. I don't know what it is, but all old white people just look the same.
Now you know why Joe's growing a mustache.
Yeah.
There you go.
Trying to look different.
You got to look a little different.
I've been in situations where, like,
you know what?
wandering down the street or something, like I'm walking somewhere, traveling, and I got to go. Hits you. Suddenly you got to piss. So you know, like, you can't just go in and use a bathroom. So, like, you go... Fuck it, all right, I'll go in there, buy a beer or whatever. I need a beer, where's the bathroom? You know. And,
exactly, and then you at least, you're a customer.
Because you know if you ask just flat, can I use your bathroom? They're going to be like, get the fuck out of here.
And I did that when I went to that, dude, it was Jersey Mike's right near Danny's house. Jersey Mike's, I had to ask. I said, look, I'm not a customer yet because it's a big fucking sign. This is bathroom for customers only. And I was, and I wasn't going
to
be
the dick.
We
know you had to go in and shoot up like the rest of them.
I had to do my heroin, and look, I needed a bathroom. God damn it.
I wonder how many black people are going into Starbucks now and just sitting down.
They're going to have a sit-in?
Yeah, a sit-down.
Well, what the hell, man? I would do that if I was a black person. I would just go in there and sit down and say, wait for them to throw me out, and I'll soon get a lot of money.
Oh, so it's one thing for you to not give me my white chocolate mocha, but you can't give me a fucking seat for me to type out my goddamn report
there, so I
can drink my white chocolate mocha?
You are correct, sir.
I'd also like to point out that fucking, do you remember, like, that the Black Panther movement handled, like, real racism, and not if Starbucks fucking wouldn't let you stay in
those
there.
Those were the days.
Like, if Huey Newton was alive, he would literally be disgusted with all of this. He honestly
he would
be. He would be disgusted.
Yeah.
Martin Luther
Any
King,
Black Panther alive would be fucking disgusted.
Martin Luther King would have spit in somebody's face by now out of disgust.
We're fucking triggered. We're just like, we got an itchy fucking trigger finger, black folks do.
Yeah.
We got an itchy trigger finger to find racism and try to ugh.
Right,
what's wrong with us?
Before we go, because I got to hang up on you because I got to get to some beautiful tits and ass.
We have a guest.
The fact of the matter is, you said that all old white people look alike to you, right?
Ew.
In a way, yes.
Okay, please stay away from the movie On Golden Pond.
The fuck is that?
Watch it. If you watch that movie, that's going to be your roots.
Yeah, dude.
Okay? Just watch it. You're going to get angry. You're just going to get angry. Watch it, and then give me a book report later about it, all right?
Okay.
Fair enough. All
right, Marcus, I'll talk to you later.
Take care, buddy.
All right, dude.
You big black racist.
You fucking lovable white fat fuck, I love you.
I'm a beautiful snowflake, you fuck. Go away. I'll talk to you later. Bye. That black motherfucker. Get him off my phone.
He's a good guy, Marcus.
No, he's great. I love Marcus. First off, motherfuckers. I hate, first of all, I hate.
There's something going on between the two of them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're definitely bud buddy.
I want some dick.
He wants some dick, Danny. Danny, before we go to break, give him some dick, please. Just give him some dick.
I want some dick.
Thank you. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our Spank Bank Girl of the Week, the beautiful Jinx Maze.
Yeah.
After these, Joe, what are they?
Words!
Ham Radio.
Again.
Ham Radio.
Again. I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say
Ham Radio.
One more goddamn time.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama, don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama,
what the hell you want with...
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three. Hell, bring in a blowout of four. It doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
Yeah! Black Velvet.
Appropriate song.
Yep. It's like Danny was trying tonight.
I think, yeah.
And of course, he's not in the room back, and I'll be able to say, good job.
He's gonna smoke.
Even though this has nothing to do with black people, it's about Elvis, but what the fuck? 718-577-1389. Let's get Jinx Mays on the phone. Come on.
Oh, nuts.
There we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for the beautiful Jinx Mays.
Well, you found her. How are you?
Hey!
Welcome to Ham Radio.
We called and a girl picked up.
I can't believe it.
This is crazy.
Yay!
Shit.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay!
And I, dude, I literally watched. By the way, it's the Ham Radio Show.
I hope so.
HamRadioShow.com. I was too busy dialing and singing Black Velvet because Danny put Black Velvet on.
Yes.
I love it. What's her name? I know that song though.
Wait, put your ear up to the phone.
I really like that song.
Oh yeah.
There you go. We'll play it. We'll play it behind you. You want to sing? Go ahead, sing a little bit.
No, I have a horrible voice.
Okay.
I'll break the phone.
Yeah, but you do.
You don't want to hear.
But you got a tremendous ass and everything else. So I mean,
oh yeah.
Don't worry about you singing. Sound like shit. Everyone's still gonna want to look at you.
That's for sure.
Fortunately.
Yeah.
more people recognize my butt than my face. I feel
well,
like first everybody looks at my butt, and then they look up to my face, and then they're like, "Oh, it's her." And it's like, "Oh my gosh."
Now I have to ask this question because I watched a lot
of
your.
Funny. Most people tell me my face looks like my butt.
Yes, well, you have a butt face. No, I have to ask this question. Do you walk a certain way because your ass? For the because you have a very small frame, Jinx Mays. By the way, Google her if you have no clue who the fuck we're talking about.
Gorgeous.
Because she's gorgeous.
Absolutely gorgeous.
You have a you're thank you. What the fuck are you thanking us? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So,
thank your mother.
Yeah, thank your mother and your father for getting together one night.
The genetics.
Yeah.
Thank you, mom and dad.
Goddamn. No, but she has a tremendous ass for a small frame. And I don't know. Do you walk a certain way because that you know you have that booty? Are you putting it on display in your movies? Yeah, go ahead.
In my movies, they have me pose different ways, of course, because we're trying to get the most out of the booty.
Yeah.
But in my personal life, like, of course, I'm not walking a certain type of way, but my back is really arched, and unfortunately, I have to go to the chiropractor once a week.
That was really going to be my next question. Do you have to go to the chiropractor? Because
my lower back, I'm in pain,
dude. Because it's literally amazing.
I have a very deep arch.
Yeah,
it's natural. But it hurts. You know the saying, "Beauty is pain." Well, I am in pain.
I was like, wow, she's really promoting the ass.
I'm like, what's that?
No, I said you, because I was like, you're really promoting the ass in this one scene.
Yes.
You were getting some guy came over, you were working out with some guy, and he comes over, And obviously,
well, I'm always looking at the guys in my video, so you got to be a little bit more specific.
Okay, literally, I looked up Jinx Mays, and personal trainer came up. And
okay.
You're wearing like little hot yoga pants.
I know Manuel. Okay.
Okay. I didn't know the fucking guy's name, so let's just say yes. It's you and Manuel.
Yes.
And Manuel has a giant tree trunk of a cock. And
yes.
But she goes to answer the door, and her back is arched, Billy. Like it looks like she's carrying her body's trying to carry this ass.
Right. I understand. And what it you're was saying.
Like, it's noticeable. You do see it, like, because trust me, you in fucking yoga pants.
Kind of like this picture that popped up.
Yes! That's okay. That's why she has to go to chiropractor.
Oh, that picture right now of me?
Yes. You're in a red, white, and blue bikini, yeah.
I definitely, my lower back is strong, but, yes. A strong lower back from always working, walking with it, being with it.
Being one with it.
Being one altogether as one.
What? What's your nationality?
So my background, I have family from South America, Peru, and also I did what's it called, the DNA test, because I'm also Caucasian. I'm half Latino and half Caucasian, and so it's like traces back to Western Europe.
That's a Western European ass.
Yeah, can you believe it?
Wow. God bless the Dutch.
I did the test, the DNA test.
Yeah.
Where it tells you, yeah, and actually I was 72% Western European and then 25% South American.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Because I want to know what nationalities do I have to throw into a vial and create you, because we have to clone you.
Put in a Peruvian.
There you go. A little Peruvian.
Irish. Irish, English, and Scottish.
There you go. And then
there we go.
And then we'll just mix it around, or do we have to jizz directly into the vial? What do we have to do?
Mix it around a little bit. That'll be really good.
I was watching you today. By the way, watching you on the way home from the radio station on the bus.
Don't crash. Oh.
wait, hold on for a minute. I was on the bus on the way home watching your porno on my phone.
Was it on you? Or were other people looking in on your phone too?
No, I kept turning towards the window. I think a tour bus next to us saw, that Manuel guy.
Okay.
Because I saw a little kid look over and go, "What's that? It's tacking her ass."
And the windows were getting steamy.
Yeah. I swear to God, Joe, I was on the bus.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I know she's coming on today.
I
gotta do research on her.
If it was okay and publicly accepted, I would have jerked off on the bus. Because it was amazing. Well, they got too many fucking cameras on the goddamn bus now. You can't just even whip your cock out or something.
I know, not anymore.
Yeah. Or maybe if they had, like, a section on the bus, right? Because not everybody wants to, I understand, everybody, we all have our moments.
Yeah, they should have a porn section on the bus.
please excuse me. I'm going to go sit in the jerk-off section.
But I'm going
there. Yeah, I get up. Make sure you're doing that, yes. Yeah.
I got this hot porn star coming on my show later. I got to rub one out before she comes in.
Well, you have a sex section.
Excuse me. Don't mind me.
Is
over there? Oh, thank you. I'll take one or two.
I'm going to the sex section. Anybody want to join me?
Yeah. They should
bring, imagine
fucking Jinx Mays was on the bus with you. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
No,
Maybe a look-alike.
Yeah.
Right?
How long have you been in the business? Because I watched a lot of your movies today on the bus. How long have you been in the business?
So you know what? I'm known to always take breaks. So on and off, I always tell people I'm on and off for. Let me see. I got in the summer of like 2010, like right around that time, and we're in 2018. So on and off for like about 8 years. a while.
Now, do you take off because your ass hurts your back?
No, I, truth be told, sometimes I like to, you know, just enjoy life, or if I feel like work's too much, I like my space and just collect myself.
Now, so for 8 years, because I'm trying to, how many, in the span of 8 years, how many movies do you think that you've made?
Man, I don't know.
A rough,
I don't know.
Give me a ballpark. Are we at 3,000? Are we at,
oh, God. Wow, you think I'm Superwoman. Thank you.
Yes.
No, not even near that. No way.
Oh, good.
Probably around 200, 300,
she
something
is,
like that.
She is Superwoman, Joe. This cock that went in, did you see how small she is?
Yeah.
She's 5'1", apparently.
She's 5'1".
Well, oh, that's what they list
her
as. Yes,
I'm 5'1".
The cock that went in her was 6'11".
Wow. What are we getting? All these small girls on last week we had...
Yeah, we had Alice Little from the Bunny Ranch.
Like
who?
4'4".
She's no, she's no. Would you stop exaggerating? She's Bunny Ranch. Alice Little was how much? 4'8"?
4'7", I think.
4'7".
Oh, that was close.
So you're way taller than her.
Okay.
And but I've never seen her take. Well, first off, I was with her with Alice, so I know that she didn't take a giant cock when I was with her. But I've seen Jinx Mays take a giant... Dude, it looked like... I swear to God, it looked like it was wearing a wristwatch.
It was a baby holding an apple?
Bigger. It wasn't even a baby's arm. It was a whole baby holding an apple, yes. It was monstrous.
Yes, I definitely had my fair share of very large dicks, yes.
Now, do you prefer that? I mean, I know women like size does matter and all that, but do you prefer a giant penis?
I prefer a big dick, but not necessarily like, oh, like the biggest one out there, no. But I like a big dick, yeah.
What's a big dick to you?
For me, it would be anywhere like around, I like a size like 8, 9. That's big to me. I like that. But
you need two
that's
of
like
me.
10, 11, 12, 13. It's like, yeah, I could take it, you know, but I'd rather not.
That explains the time off.
Yeah. She needs to put ice on that fucking thing. It was smoking.
No. I could take it. It doesn't hurt me. I'm just saying for my own pleasure. Being selfish.
But do you think, like, is it better to take a giant cock in the puss or giant cock in the ass?
In the butt.
In the butt.
In the
it's better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's better.
That's Billy says the same thing. So, I agree. Right, Billy?
I would guess so.
Big cock in the ass, right, Billy?
Don't know.
Big cock in the ass.
Could be.
It
feels better. Yes,
it does feel better. To me,
yeah.
I don't. Being
there's more room back there too. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
you do have a lot of junk in the trunk. I understand, but still, I would think to me with anal, since I've never had it, like I've never had it in my ass. Where you broke up? Did you? A finger in my butt? Yes.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Yeah, pinky from a chick, yeah, but you get a foot.
Well, I would open from a chick.
Yeah, like I'm not really into the pegging. I don't want like somebody just to fist my asshole and go.
You can tell me. I won't tell anybody.
All right, let's keep it between us, just between us girls. Listen, one time,
yes,
but that was it. One time, and it was a midget, so I don't count it because it was his whole body.
Okay,
he crawled in my asshole and whistled. I'm trying. Woo! No, because I'm trying. To me, I would imagine it feels like a giant poop.
Maybe when you're first trying it for the first few times, yeah.
And then it just goes in free willy, just.
Yeah, and then after, like, no, it doesn't feel like that. It feels good.
It's amazing. I'm a big fan of science, and let me tell you. Using science, I don't understand where you put this dick.
I sometimes do feel my organs being moved around.
I would think you would. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
She looks like she has a runny nose when the guy comes. That's how much it's up there.
I'm not a fan of science. I'm just a fan of pleasure, so I just know it feels good.
Now, these are, by the way,
that's important.
Are fans going to be able to ask you all these questions when you're at Nightcap, the mega store on Staten Island?
If they're being cool, I'm willing to answer anybody's questions. But as we know, everybody has their way of asking, and we could tell by anybody's tone whether how they're coming across their intentions. So okay. If the intention's cool and they're being nice, I'm down, you know. But if they're just trying to get under my skin for whatever reason, you know, people can be weird. Like, no, I'm just going to be like, okay, I'm done here.
Okay, so the rules, if you are going to attend Nightcap Megastore's third annual Almost Legal 420 Festival this Friday, April 20th, of course, from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here in Staten Island. If you're going to attend, no dicks allowed. I mean, you can have a dick. You can't be a dick.
Right.
Okay?
They can be attached to you, but you got to be polite, please.
I don't understand, by the way, the rationale of someone even wanting to be a dick to you. When you have this fucking beautiful woman.
Oh, that's, you know what? Are you kidding me? I tell people that I meet or in my personal life, I tell people the men are my biggest fans, but the biggest haters are also the men. It's both. It's
what
pretty
they,
crazy.
What
like the men.
But what do they do?
They write the nastiest shit. To me, it's not the women, it is the men. But then the biggest fans are the men as well, so it's kind of like, wow. You know what, it's the guilt trip for them. I feel like the ones that are being, you know, nasty or whatever, or being rude, they have guilt issues. It's not porn, because what I'm doing is legal. I'm not, you know, doing it something illegal or harmful to anybody. You know, what I do is entertainment. And so I don't know what goes on in somebody's mind when they're being rude to me, if I don't know them, first of all, nor have I done anything to them. But I feel like it's their own guilt. Or maybe they think I'm going to like an asshole. And it's like, no, buddy, I'd rather be alone. Trust me.
is it because they can't have you? Like, is it guilt and anger?
That's another factor. Yes, that's another one. It's different things. People are, again, the ones that are, you know, making rude comments, they hate their life, you know, because anybody that's happy in their life, like, why would you go on to anybody's page and be gross? Like, that doesn't make any sense. So they're probably an unhappy person in general, and I let it go like that. Like, okay, you know, I feel bad for them, not for me. I'm happy. Like, I have, you know, I'm close to my family. I'm healthy. I'm doing just fine.
I trust me, after watching your movies, I can see that you're doing just fine. The only thing I was worried about was your back-to-ass ratio. That's all I was worried about, because I know that you have to go to a chiropractor, so I worry about your health. Other than that, trust me, you have a beautiful smile. I can tell that you're having fun when you make your movies.
Yes. I don't do anything I don't like or that I'm against. So I'd rather just not even shoot. And I would cancel the scene. Yeah.
Well, if you're gonna go to this Almost Legal 420 Festival, the third annual, by the way, at Nightcap Megastores on Staten Island, the festivities will.
Wait,
you got to hear this out, because not only is she going to be there, so Jinx Mays is the paramount reason to go there, right? Plus weed, we get all that 420. Okay, but.
Mm-hmm.
The festivities include raffles, giveaways, free ice cream, Billy.
Nice.
Free drinks.
Oh, I like free ice cream.
See? Give the girl some ice cream, goddammit.
There you go.
Live glass blowing and appearances by local marijuana experts and personalities. Rocco.
I'm so excited. Sounds like it's going to be quite the event, so I'm stoked, and I'm forward to it.
They still got the winemaking place next door?
Last time I was there, I think it's still
there. You go. After that, you go buy some
wine. You smoke some weed, get shit-faced.
I love wine a lot, actually. I like red wine. Red wine's good.
So here you go. Guys that think you're going to buy her some red wine, don't be an asshole. Show up.
Oh, it's one. That's a good one.
Yeah. Show up with some red wine. Don't be a dick. And then, you know, maybe she'll say hi to you. She'll sign autographs. She'll do, you know. She'll
maybe I'll give you a hug if you're really nice, you know? You never know.
You never know. That's the thing. These morons go out there and they're acting like assholes. Don't be an asshole.
No, everybody, I have a feeling everybody's going to be cool. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh. Well, look, if they're not cool, you tell them that fucking Uncle Eddie and the Ham Radio Show will come down there and
That's
beat their
right.
fucking asses, and then we'll also steal their free ice cream.
That's for trouble.
Damn right.
So watch out.
Danny's lactose intolerant. He'll fart right on them.
Yes.
He'll eat their ice cream, okay, and he'll fart, and they'll be bad.
Thank you for having my back.
Yes, and you can. We'll crack your back, the whole nine yards. Jinx,
perfect.
Jinx Mays, where can plug away? Where can people find you? Where can they get you? All that good stuff. Tell them what to go.
So I have both a Twitter and Instagram if people would like to follow me. My Twitter handle is Jinx, J-Y-N as in Nancy, X, M-A-V-E-C-U-T-I-E. So it's Jinx Mays Cutie for my Twitter. And then for my Instagram, so with my Instagram, there's a bunch of fake accounts. I want to warn everybody. But my Instagram handle is Jinxy Maisy. And when people are if they're asking, well, how do I know it's really you? Well, I have over a million followers, and unfortunately, I'm trying to get the verification on Instagram. It's a little bit of a process, but just be smart about it. No, I don't have a couple thousand followers. So if you have somebody sliding in your DMs or asking you for money, that is obviously not me.
No.
And with all due respect, if you're dumb enough to fall for something like that, I mean,
she doesn't want you as a fan. Fault. Then, yeah. Yeah, if you're dumb enough to fall for that, she doesn't want you as a fan.
That's funny.
Don't be that
stupid. Probably not. No.
And where you can see...
There's been a lot of that going on recently, not just with me, but other girls in my industry.
Yeah.
A lot of fake profiles going on about them, asking people for money. So no, obviously do not give anybody your money.
No.
And no, I am not sliding in your DMs. I mean, sure, don't get me wrong. People in my personal life or I meet you and we get good. Of course, that's something different. Like, you know, I am DMing you.
Wait, Jinx, let me explain it to everybody. Okay. If you look like me, Jinx Mays is not fucking hitting on you.
Okay.
Okay. But Jinx Mays is not writing you saying, hey, you know, let me see your cock. Yeah, can I borrow $50? She's not asking you that. If you look like me and you fall for that, you are a fucking tard. Stop it.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then on top of everything else, you can see the beautiful Jinx Mays in person at the third annual Almost Legal 420 Festival at Nightcap Megastore right here in Staten Island.
Smorga.
Yes, Friday, April 20th from 4 p.m.
Yes, it's Friday.
To 10 p.m.
We're going to have a lot of fun.
There's going to be free ice cream.
Oh, good.
So, oh, my God. So both you and I, we could pig out on the ice cream.
Damn right. That will be the only cream she will share with you.
There you go.
God damn it.
Yes.
You dum-dums that are ready. Oh, Jinx Mays was hitting on me today. Oh, you dummy. No, she's not.
No, she just wanted a bite out of your ice cream.
Yeah. That's all she wanted. She's there to eat your ice cream. That's it. You dum-dum.
I'm known to be a big foodie, so yeah. I'm always like, oh, they have food. I love food.
She just got sexier. She just got sexier by saying that. She was hot before, but now she's dead sexy.
Woo!
Woo! All right, it's the beautiful Jinx Mays. Thanks for being on the show, baby.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. You have a good evening, and everybody take care, and I will see you guys Friday.
You have a better one. Round of applause for Jinx Mays.
Okay.
There you go. Uh-huh. Thank you, baby. Bye.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, doll.
She was a darling.
She's so cute.
She's so cute.
I went to. What is this 420? You know, I never.
Holy fuck!
I know what it means.
Wait a minute. Wait. Didn't you smoke weed?
Oh, of course I did. But I mean, when did they start calling it 420?
They've been doing it for years.
Well, I know, but like, why? What's the significance?
Back when Billy was young.
Was it the birthday of weed? Or was it invented in 420?
Because in England,
yes,
yeah.
It's tea time.
Oh,
420
is
tea time.
Time for tea. Well, we should call it tea.
And
we should call it boo.
They just
pot.
Work their way into
what
it's the
it
universal
along.
Smoking time, Joe.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Okay.
Instead of having tea time,
it's just kind
of
dumb.
You smoke weed. Yeah. Well, it is dumb because the one thing here's the one thing. The only reason why potheads annoy me.
Yeah.
You celebrate a day.
Yeah.
By doing exactly what you did the 364 other days.
Yeah.
Guys, it's 420. We got to smoke weed.
Yeah.
And then on 421, guys, it's 421. We got to smoke weed.
Yeah, we don't have to smoke no more.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're going to smoke weed on a day. You literally do the exact same
probably
shit
every
day.
The only day I won't smoke weed.
Yeah. This is the day for tourists.
Yeah, this is like, this is a weed New Year's Eve.
Yeah, well, I know, like, was it Washington State? They have this big festival every year.
Yeah.
Was it Washington State? I think so. Well,
either that or Oregon.
Yeah, or Oregon. You know, when they the governor smokes. Everybody smokes.
Everybody's smoking a weed, eh?
They all walk around going, hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Are you high, man?
Got any
that
chips?
Suit is you, man.
Hey, got any munchies?
Hey, man.
Bye.
All right, we got to go to break anyway. It's the Ham Radio Show live on hamradioshow.com. We're going to take a break. We're going to explain what a merkin, a fluffer, and what 420 is to Joe during the break.
I'm learning so much.
I know. 718-577-1389. We'll be right back after these words.
Help.
Loud. Fat. Rude. Crude. And tattooed. And those are his good qualities. Uncle Eddie Live, right here on Ham Radio.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout of 4, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
Yay, yay, yay. Hey, Danny.
Yo.
122 days and 21 hours until we invade Vegas.
That's right.
That's right.
The bikini contest, baby.
The $10,000 bikini contest. That's one of the things that we will be doing. Well, we're at the Hard Rock Casino Hotel in Vegas, baby. That's right, Vegas, baby. All part of the exotic dancer convention. Ooh, baby. Brought to you in part by the official sponsor of the 2018 Expo, of course, Religion Tequila, Danny. Our vision, our devotion, our religion, 100% organic, handcrafted tequila.
Tequila.
Muy bueno tequila. I love it so much. It's one of the most delicious tequilas has ever graced these lips. Delicious. And they're going to be a part of it. We're going to be a part of it in 122 days and 21 hours.
Well,
we are.
Stupid, give them the exact date so the people that can't count.
Of course I will give them the exact date. August 19th through the 22nd, live. It is the Expo. That's all you need to know. 2018 Hard Rock Casino Hotel. And you need to be there as well. Hit up. More information is very easy to get. Go to theedpub.com. That's theedpub.com. It's just that simple. And tell them that Uncle Eddie and Danny sent you. That's right, bitches. We'll see you there. Bye.
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. A massive crowd gathered in Paris around Oscar winner and 30 Seconds to Mars frontman Jared Leto on his way to visiting the Louvre. In response to what people of Paris now consider art, the Mona Lisa will be the first of the Fame's museum's paintings to try and hang itself. Talk radio host Dr. Laura Schlesinger is being sued by her now former accountant for $71,000 in fees and interest. Currently airing on satellite radio, let's hope, much like Dr. Laura's show these days, there isn't much interest. The actor voicing the Cheetos mascot Chester Cheetah is getting divorced. The divorce paper's terms will also have its contents settled at the bottom. Beyonce's headlining performance at Coachella broke records, becoming YouTube's highest-viewed music festival live stream ever, mostly by people who were camping out at the other stages waiting for the acts they actually wanted to see. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Had a bad day again. She said I would not understand. She left a note and said I'm sorry. I had a bad day again.
Kill yourself.
Come on.
She spilled her coffee, broke her shoelace.
And that's my problem.
Smear the lipstick on her face. She doesn't know what a American is. Had a bad day again.
Things happen. It's called life. You gotta live it.
I said it before, I'll say it again. Billy's more emo than the emo kids. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show, live on hamradioshow.com. How convenient. It's our website. Check it out whenever you can. Also, check out theedpub.com. That's theedpub.com. Also, it's funny that Billy was showing some enthusiasm.
When?
Two things. Today, I was being sarcastic.
You're never, ever does that happen. I fucking told you. That never fucking happens. So shut the fuck up.
Hey. Language.
Why?
This is a children's fucking show. Language.
They say worse than I do.
No, I fucking don't, you fucking greasy cunt.
Those are the bad news.
Merkin.
By the way, you need to listen. If you have SiriusXM, please go on demand and listen to the last 2 days of the Howard Stern Show. Ronnie, the limo driver, who will be joining us at, of course, the ED convention in Las Vegas, Nevada. You need to check out the show because I was listening today. I was listening again today.
Okay.
And I have to say this. I'm not making ourselves sound like we're awesome and this, that, and the third.
Oh, what we are.
But the parallels. No, literally the parallels between Ronnie the limo driver and Billy are fucking amazing. Because Ronnie the limo driver is a grumpy he's a grumpy curmudgeon when he has to be, when he wants to have a conversation. He was on with his fiance, okay, his version of Giggles, Stephanie, came on the Howard Stern show. They were everyone was asking piercing fucking questions at Ronnie the limo driver. Exactly how Billy would answer a question. Ronnie fucking answers. No. You know,
so
like
now
how
I got to come up with a whole new shtick.
Your shtick sucks because Ronnie definitely does it better. When like if Giggles was here right now and Billy and Giggles were sitting together on a couch, would they be holding hands? Everybody but Billy answer that question. Would they be holding hands?
Hell no.
Would Billy in front of us with Giggles in tow also like admit to why he loves Giggles?
No.
What is it? I'm telling you, it was like I was having an out-of-body experience. I was listening. You would not. Do not fucking shake your hand in the air and act like you would, Billy. You totally would not tell us. If we had Giggles, Giggles, if you are listening right now, please call the show.
I
would love to have Giggles on the phone while Billy has to tell us all why he loves Giggles. And then the second,
I gotta empty my closet.
Yeah, I got no room in this closet. But yeah, and then the third thing was they've been engaged for 2 years.
2 years.
And Billy's been like, and every excuse in the book came out. It was like amazing.
Boy,
it was literally like a parallel universe. Like they have Ronnie, and I have Billy.
I think it's a control
Billy the limo
thing.
Driver.
You know, Billy's out of control thing. He gave her a ring, so now she can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, he's,
that's not true.
That's true.
If
you
she wants
her
to go somewhere, she would go.
No, she's got the ring. She can't. She's
Billy,
engaged.
That doesn't stop
she
people.
She would be a bad person.
Billy, why do you love Giggles?
Because it's not Tuesday.
Say boom. That's a Ronnie answer. Yeah. That is not a legitimate answer. You cannot tell me why you love Giggles.
I bet you Giggles can say why she loves you.
Yeah.
She could, but
big, she probably won't. But
she's gonna be like big, thick cock, big, thick, veiny cock. Yeah, that's why I love Billy.
He lets me shove things up his bumhole.
Yeah, he lets me peg him in the asshole.
Uh huh. Yeah.
He turns me on.
Now the difference between Ronnie and Billy. Ronnie is 70-something years old and has an active sex life.
Oh.
Billy is whatever fucking age Billy is and has no sex life.
There you go.
So there are not exact parallels.
See, Bill, you should get married because it's the same thing. Yeah.
Because yeah. Billy wants some dick. Billy.
You don't want sex? Get married.
Yeah. Yeah, if you get married, you don't have to worry about it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Something like that.
When was the last time you had sex with Giggles? Like, give me a ballpark. You don't have to tell me. Like, it was Tuesday, 8:30. I stuck it in. I don't know.
I showed you what I did. We got amorous.
Yeah. During a commercial break of SVU.
Yes.
No,
we're watching 50 Shades of Grey.
And he goes, I got 51 shades in my pants.
I want to show you the new color.
He's like, you know that closet you cleaned out?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's go fucking it. There'll be something hung in that closet.
All
right, so what? No, how long ago do you think you've had the last time you had sex with your fiance of 2+ years now?
It's not been 2+ years.
It was 2 at Christmas.
No, one at Christmas.
That was one?
One in 4 months.
Why does it seem longer? It's because he's been dragging it out for how long?
Yeah, it's 1 in 4 months.
All right. Know how good he is with math. Yeah.
I don't know counting well.
16 months.
Reverse neutral drive.
All right, but you've been dating.
Not for nothing, but you could have 2 babies by now.
No.
He's already got 2.
He's got kids already in this mix.
I know.
There was lovely pictures of them at the museum.
And they were adorable. Mm-hmm. Adorable.
Adorable.
Totally.
That they was.
And that's how you know they're not Billy's kids. They were adorable.
Exactamundo.
But when was the last time? You kind of glossed over the answer. When was the last time?
I haven't had a chance to answer because you keep going on and on and on.
You could have screamed out 2 weeks.
No, it hasn't been 2 weeks. It was last week.
It was last week?
Yeah.
Full sex, the whole lambada, everything, the big burrito, the whole thing. I'm just saying, I don't think that Billy gets it.
Giggles says no one's answering the phone.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Giggles, call back. I'm sorry. Call right back. My fault.
Oh, Billy.
I was not looking. You know what's funny? Billy's the one looking at the screen. Yeah.
But it didn't light up.
So if Billy fucking...
What the hell was that?
That's the phone. If we're going to play emo music.
There we go.
Wait, wait, wait.
Oh, all right.
Fuck your phone. Wait, hold on, hold on.
Turn this shit off so we can't.
Yeah, he was trying to blast the music.
Oh, my God.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
Oh, my God. Billy, now I have to help Billy out, crying out loud.
Oh, I thought it was Giggles.
Giggles was great. Hurry up and help Billy out, because Giggles is going to probably call in. I want to see if I can get
him. I'm going to hurry up, and I'm going to make this quick, and I'm going to go.
Okay.
What Billy is doing right now is he's trying his hardest to kind of dodge some of your questions, because he knows Giggles is listening.
He's procrastinating.
All right, wait. Giggles.
Hello.
All right, Giggles. While you're on the phone, I want Billy to explain to us why he loves you.
That's what I want to hear over the radio.
Of
okay.
course,
I had
course
to. I hung
do,
up
sweet.
On Marcus. Marcus,
on the radio show.
Marcus, it's not because you're black. I hung up on you because Giggles takes priority. Now, Giggles, I need you to focus. Okay. What are you doing now? Who are you telling you're on a radio show with?
I'm at my sister's house, and I was holding her baby.
Hi, yeah. Sister. Hold the baby.
Little tiny child should not be listening to this
no,
program.
No,
hang on. Let me,
yeah.
You okay. know better than that.
Put that little shitting landmine down.
Come on, Billy. We want to hear the answer.
Yeah, all right. Wait. We have to wait till Giggles is ready to hear the answer.
Should I Google the answer? No.
Giggles,
go
are,
ahead.
Okay. Giggles, are you okay? Wait, hold on.
Go ahead.
There's too much talking. Excuse me. I'll be like the Miz. When my hand goes up, your mouth goes shut. All right. Giggles, are you prepared?
I am totally prepared.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Billy,
wow.
I want you to tell me why you love Giggles, as reported by Billy. Billy, Billy, comment.
yeah, it's easy.
He can't do it.
He can't do it. Not in front
give
of people.
A chance, though.
Yeah, we'll give
oh,
it.
Yeah, really.
You want me to tell her?
No.
Why would you? How would you know what I
because
feel?
Because I know you.
Okay.
She's waiting.
But you always tell me I'm angry.
Well, yeah. You're...
Wait, let's see how bad Billy fucks this up.
I don't know.
I can fuck up everything. It
let's see
matter.
How bad Billy fucks this up, Joe, and then you can tag in.
I can be serious.
There you go.
All right.
Thanks, Joe.
No, don't Bergerac this shit. Let's just
hide
make it
in
happen.
The bushes. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Take your big nose and hide in the bushes.
I am the man.
Billy, get to the point.
Yeah, thank you.
Listen to your woman. Get to the point.
Well, yes. See, that's one reason.
Take that whip out of the closet.
She takes no shit. She's straightforward.
Okay.
She's honest. She doesn't fuck around, you know. These are good qualities. They're wonderful.
Now, on
thank you.
She's pretty.
I was going to say, on a physical level, now you got to say more.
Yeah, I have to cool a radio show to hear these things, Sam.
I hope you're taping it.
Yeah, you can play this shit on loop.
It's available where?
At hamradioshow.com, and also available on your Alexa.
If you
use the MyCast. Let's see if Alexa does it.
Hello.
Nah,
she failed. Now, I'm going to answer the other question. Giggles. You think if you were sitting on a couch with Billy, would he hold your hand in front of other people?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, see, there you go.
But
I
wouldn't.
Now, what? Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. I'm not. I just don't do those
you're
things.
Not, are you not amorous?
I guess not.
Like, if you have your beer, and look, Giggles is a good
guess you'd never be in an orgy.
Look, Giggles.
No.
Wait, hold on.
When something, that's when he'll touch me. Like, when he wants something. When he wants something.
When he wants some puss. We understand.
Yeah. Here, kitty.
Because he's a classy broad himself.
Yeah.
All right, so now what I'm asking, though, is...
of course she is.
Is Billy amorous at all? Like, does he say, like, sweet things? Like, does he go, hey, nice ass? Anything like that, you know?
Nah,
not spontaneously, no.
Okay.
Oh, because there's usually children around. You don't say these things in front of children. It's not
like,
nice.
He would say that to anyone. It's just not what he does to anyone, even if it was a model walking in the room. I don't think he would.
What about when you're having special tickle time? Is he amorous during that?
That's when he likes to start talking. Any other time he doesn't talk, but when we're in the middle of doing stuff, then he wants to like start talking. I'm just like me.
What, what,
just,
if, What is he talking about?
And I'm just like, can you stop talking, please?
Wait, hold on. Everyone needs to shut up, but Giggles, because I missed that whole thing. Giggles, what did you just say at the end of that?
Okay, so basically, when Billy doesn't really talk much.
Duh.
But when we're doing stuff, like, wants to talk, start talking. Like I'm like, Jesus Christ, shut up.
See, and this is why I don't talk and say things. Because
Jake, the ceiling is up. Bad.
Wait. What is he talking about? Is it like, you know,
the weather.
The weather, you know, the news. What are you going to have for dinner after? Or...
No, just like, I don't know. I
like it when you spank me hard like that. Is that what you mean? I mean,
yeah,
the
that's
chickpea
the way.
Pasta gave me gas. You know, I was farting.
Stuff, and I'm like, okay, yeah. So I don't. When I'm trying to enjoy things, I don't want to think about saying stuff.
Right.
I want to concentrate on enjoying things, not talking.
Does he talk with his mouth full?
No.
Oh. He's at work at that point. Good job, Bill. Good job. Round of applause for Billy on that. Good
Yay.
Job. All right, so we know he's amorous during the special tickle time. But around, like, does he at least, like, if you go for a walk somewhere, does he hold your hand?
No.
I've never been like that.
If you're cold, does he give you his jacket?
Nah.
No, I actually got into a big fight one year over that.
Good for you.
Please tell me about the fight.
Tell him,
it was all his fault, too.
Yeah,
it was.
I'm having chest pains and laughing so hard.
Went to this place. It was like some kind of like concert, if you want to call it.
It was
punk,
a benefit
whatever.
Show.
And he's telling me, I go to grab my jacket. I'm like, okay, and I'm ready. He's like, oh, you don't need that.
Yeah.
So, like an idiot, I listen to him. I leave my jacket home. He took his jacket, though.
Of course.
By the time he came to the place, it was freezing. I was cold. It was like, I don't know, like 2 blocks to walk to the car. I was freezing. I'm like, Billy, I'm cold. Give me your jacket. He's like, no. I'm like, give me your jacket. No.
You miserable bastard.
Oh, God.
So Walter Rowley is dead.
Wait, hold on. She's trying to tell the story. Hold on. Go ahead. So you get into a huge fight.
Yeah, I got into a huge fight with him. Like, I didn't want to talk to him anymore after that. It was just like, get the fuck away from me, take me home, and that's it.
He had no special tickle.
I kicked him in the balls.
No special tickle time that day. No.
So Marcus is saying Billy loves Giggles because she's there.
Wow.
Just because she's
I don't know if he's that robotic. I know he's a piece of driftwood, but I think that Billy is Billy. But I just. If you have a fiance, someone that you want to marry,
yeah,
all right, and eventually that will happen. Trust me, Giggles. Eventually, it'll happen. Yeah. I just don't understand not being amorous. Has that always been you since like you were a youngin?
I've always been like that.
Do you not like physical contact unless you're getting fucked? What's the?
I don't know. It's just how it is. I don't know. Just. What it always was.
Can we help?
I don't know how to, like, explain it. That's just the way it was.
When are you?
Really?
Wait, you mumbled that whole thing. What'd you say?
I said I think he got hit in the head once too many times.
Well, that's for other reasons.
It's a body slam she get there. Yeah.
Bill, what she's trying to say is she wants some.
Want some dick.
Yeah. And you're not talking and being amorous enough to get it. You know?
Well, he's not being amorous.
Things, you know, but...
Right.
My
has to be where it's spontaneous. If I'm pushing it, then it's no good.
What are you pushing?
Something real
like
good.
Like to be amorous. Like I shouldn't have to teach somebody to do things that should, you know, be done.
Yeah, but don't.
In other words, if you don't know enough to do it, I'm not going to be the one to teach you.
That's what I keep telling my wife.
But don't you realize that he was like this when you started dating him?
Not really. I don't know.
Yeah, but
he was more different. He was more smiley then. Now he's turned into like this grumpy man. I don't know what happened.
Wait, hold the fuck up. Turned into a grumpy man?
Okay, maybe he was like putting on an act in the beginning. Maybe that was what it was. But with me in the beginning, he was more smiley, more happy.
Well, that's because you guys...
And now he's just like a grumpy person.
That's because you guys were fucking in the brown-purple Jeep. The brown-purple Jeep.
It was brown.
It was brown. It was purple.
Actually, burgundy-ish.
And burgundy-ish.
That's what it said on the
registration. It was pink inside, I'll tell you that, Billy.
No, it wasn't.
Move the windshield. I have to go fuck.
And hanging off the mirror.
Oh, hanging off the mirror. Sorry, I was just imagining.
You shared a big banana with everybody.
I was imagining Billy fucking.
I was young
and
athletic then.
Yeah. That's when he could stretch. I think if you would do one thing for me, Billy.
Nope.
Can you take a picture of you holding your fiance's hand? I just want one day. I just want to see that there's an amorous side.
You know, Billy.
Of William DeMarco, my boy, my co-host, Billy fucking nicknames. The man, the myth, the amorous mush. I want to see it.
Oh, Billy.
Next time I get a leader out of a crowded, burning building, I'll hold her hand.
You know what's going to happen at the wedding when he says, you may now kiss the bride, he'll probably shake her hand. Sorry.
Hardy handshake.
No.
There okay,
you
go.
You may now...
I'm off without you, man, and something else.
You may now kiss the bride. Now we're good.
Now we're okay.
I got to get back to work.
She knows I love her.
We've done this already.
Slip her some tongue, Bill.
His idea of being amorous is acts of service. That's what it is, from what I observe.
Wait, what?
I could be wrong, but he does like acts of service.
What is he, a fucking Marine? What do you mean acts of service?
Like, he'll help. Like, if I'm in an emergency, he'll go all out of his way to help. Yeah. One time, son, he came all the way from Staten Island in the middle of the night. Came, watched my other son, so I could go to the hospital, bring my youngest to the hospital. Yeah. Well, things like that.
But no one's questioning if he loves you. No. We totally agree that he loves you, and as you can see, Billy was very. He told you all the reasons why he loves you. It was all three reasons. All the list of things. That he told. No one's doubting that.
Spatter exactly. Out of you.
We're trying to understand.
My action speaks louder than words. My sister just said.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Does he like? Is Billy's way of showing that he's amorous? Screaming from the other room, going, "Hey, Doctor Who is on!"
Well, now that she watches it, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I think it may be.
We get pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, she can dress up like Picard. You can dress up like Doctor Who.
Go on. Listen. His name is Eddie Finocchio.
Hey! That's
no.
My name. Wait, who's asking? Your sister?
My brother-in-law.
Well, that's not good. That means she's married. I don't want to talk about that. Just saying. All I'm saying is, Giggles, if you were my fiance, I would hold your hand. That's all I'm saying.
No.
Hold your hand.
Yeah, and I would sing the Beatles song while I fuck it up. All right, I gotta hang up on you. All right, because I don't want to ruin Billy's relationship. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
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 All right. So,
love you,
Marcus. If you want to call back for the last couple minutes of the show, feel free. I just don't. I'm telling you, the parallel of Ronnie and Billy is like amazing to me. He has, they have a 2-year engagement. His is now, Billy did about, Danny? Danny did the math. It was
16 months.
Jimmy. Yeah. Jimmy did it.
Jimmy over here did the math, and it's only a year plus. So
16 months.
It just feels like more.
The Billy wedding countdown.
Yeah.
That's what we should, fuck Deadpool.
No.
No, we should just. I wanted to. One of my ideas. I wanted to have a Billy board, like a billboard.
That's a good idea.
I want to do a billboard in the studio with like a running clock that just says starting from when they got engaged to when they get married. I just want to say, and we're on year 3 of an engagement.
Yeah, you could do that.
The billboard. Yeah. It's just Billy billboard. Joe. Can you build that?
Absolutely.
Sure. Can you build?
He's got nothing else to do.
Wait, you're retired. What the fuck? Hold on.
He's trying to grow a mustache. Leave alone.
He can do that in his spare time. This is work related.
You want like a telethon clock, right?
Yeah, I want get rid of this fucking.
It's year 4,682.
No, wait. Get rid of the Will and Phil awful podcast banner. Yeah, put a billboard right there.
Should send that to him. He still has his podcast.
Yeah. Put the billboard mm-hmm. right there and summon. Figure out a way to have a clock that counts down.
Okay.
I mean, work on it, really. Doodle it out. That would be something that I think is a necessity. And we put a start date, and then we put an end date, and the end date will just stay blank.
Okay.
We'll get a dry erase board, because we'll probably have to change the end date a couple of times. I'm just saying.
Oh, sure.
The billboard.
Billboard.com.
Go to billboard.com for further details. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's pretty much the show today, folks. I think we did a pretty good show. We had a porn star.
Yeah.
We talked about Starbucks and racism.
I learned a lot of things.
Joe learned what a fucking Merkin was.
You guys told me, like what was that other one you told me?
A fluffer.
No, there was another one, though, when you get blown on the toilet.
Blumpkin. Oh, that's a Blumpkin.
That's a Blumpkin. Blumpkin.
I never heard these expressions
Still
before.
Working on that one?
I didn't. That never happened. I wouldn't want nobody to blow me on the
He does the same thing to his wife. He goes, hey, Doctor Who's on in here? And then she comes
and goes, told me you would
no,
do it.
You're shitting on the bowl, Joseph.
I would never do that.
And then he just takes his cock out of the toilet. Look, get out of here and blow me. I had Mexican.
That's just so wrong.
I would never, ever, 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 ever understand Blumpkins. I don't get
it. No, yeah, me either.
I will never get
it. I mean,
I'll
get a blowjob in the bowl, just not while I'm taking a shit.
No.
Like, I got a shower.
The bowl will have to be shut.
Yeah.
So there's no splashing.
Just like a chair.
Nothing.
Something, yeah.
I don't want at all the toilet involved. You know what? Fuck it.
You know, it must
I don't want a blowjob in the toilet,
It must
Danny.
Be like getting fucked in the ass while you're getting the blowjob. Because, you know, it's coming out the other way, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Joe, what do you think she's doing? Blowing in the front and it comes out the back?
Well, no.
She's trying to blow it up like it's a balloon.
Wouldn't that be something? That'll relieve constipation.
This is what pervy a clown sounds like when he gets blown.
Whoa! That's a gross thing, but a lot of people are into gross, you know.
I had sexy time today with this chick, and we were talking about fucking. When it was my time to finish, I was having phone sex with her. When it was my time to finish, she wanted it to be just a filthy, goopy load. And I'm like, this is the greatest girl ever.
Yeah.
Because she's like, I want it to be real messy. I'm like, oh, okay.
Some people like that.
So no problem.
I had a chick tell me a story one time that she had a guy that she used to step on his dick with her spiked heels. You know,
after I shits on the bitch.
How is your sister-in-law? Is she good?
He didn't get that at all.
Not anymore. She got arrested for stepping on a guy's dick with her high heel.
Well, I'm just saying.
That got sucked right out of his head just like the fucking
That's got to hurt thing. like hell. I mean, spiked heels on your dick? Come on.
Joe,
man.
What's a Merkin?
I don't know.
It's
a toupee for your downtown region.
There you go.
It was the failed Cadillac supplement.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Ford Merkin is coming down.
Yes.
It's a hairy car with a hairy interior and exterior.
Yeah, they could have named it the Edsel.
Eddie will tell you what the Abe Lincoln is.
The Abe Lincoln is when you jerk off and you finish. You like bukkake the girl's face, and you take your hair piece off and you throw it at her.
Oh.
And then when it slides down her face, it makes a beard.
Wait, this can't be real. You're making this up.
No,
we have a book.
We have a book, but we also made that one up. That was actually a combined effort. We created the Abe Lincoln.
Right there, up there with the chicken cutlet.
And if you take the toupee and you smash into her face
What's the George Washington? You take out your wooden teeth and hit her with that?
Don't try to be funny. You're fucking
Abe Lincoln.
You're taking a beautiful moment and you're making it shit.
I know that's a Blumpkin.
No. The Wolfman is when you do the same thing as the Abe Lincoln, but you smush the fucking toupee in her face so it stays in place. And then it looks like a big hairy face.
What's the one where you pull a hair? Where you pull a hair over her face and you use it all on her head.
He just smacked his mic.
Wait, where you get a hair and it's just like all stuck to her face.
He was trying to give himself the chicken cutlet.
That one's called the Billy's Wedding Night.
No.
Yeah, don't worry. It won't happen either. We know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Billy, Joe, I need that billboard by next week.
Okay.
Next week.
Right there, the billboard. Just beautiful big white sign that says the billboard and a start date and an end date.
Right, before you leave, write billboard so he spells it right.
Yes, he won't. He won't fucking make it.
I was gonna write Billy Board.
No, the billboard.
You get it?
You can even separate the words. Write Bill and Board. God damn it.
Yes, he is.
Yes, it's the Ham Radio Show. We're getting the fuck out of here.
No, we're not.
Remember, free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up.
Why?
And if you're going to fuck that chicken,
yeah,
make sure, for Christ's sake, that you hold the chicken's little hand.
That's right.
God damn it, Billy, hold the chicken's wing. Yeah.
And beware of salmonella.
Yeah.
Salmonella.
That was Joe's cousin, salmonella.
Salmonella, yeah.
Hey. Until next week, I say AMF, my friends. And you know what that means? It means adios, motherfucker! Did he hold my dick? Yeah!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.